So what's next?
Next is a bottle of Harvestoon's Oladoo, which is their ale matured in whiskey casks, a dark ale, porter, I think, porter or stout, matured in whiskey casks. This is the 12, the special 12 reserve, which means that it's been in whiskey casks that have had Highland Park 12-year-old single malt
right
in them. It's an 8% ale, very pretty little bottle, with a foil over the top
of it. Nicely presented.
Thing and a little neck tag explaining.
Of all facts and figures.
Full of facts and figures. We had the 18 a few weeks ago.
Yes.
This is the 12. They also do a 16. And all of this refers to the age of the whiskey, not the age of the beer.
Yeah. But each one gets a different aspect, doesn't it, imparted into it?
Yeah. So slightly different flavours, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
So what do we think of Oladoo Special 12 Reserve?
It's 8% black beer, smell of sort of sweet vanilla, sweet chocolate going on.
Mm.
Taste, those smells carry on through, chocolatey, sweet vanilla. I think you kind of said like a sort of chocolatey, vanilla-y syrup.
Yeah, it's got a kind of syrupy edge to it.
Yeah, more so in mouthfeel.
Yeah, it's more mouthfeel than flavour, but it's got, it is a sort of syrupy sense that you get from it. This has got, it's got quite a bit of a zing to it, hasn't it? Particularly in the finish.
Yeah, the finish has got like zingy pepperiness going on. Just not overpowering, but enough to kind of sort of bring it, it's quite lively almost.
It's fresh.
In the taste, there's a certain freshness as well. Mm. You know, we're trying to remember back to trying the 18 that was a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Mm.
And that was an awfully lot more kind of rich chocolate, dark chocolate flavours. So. This has got a lot more freshness to it, a lot more lightness to it, even though it's same base beer and adding whiskey casks and stuff. So yeah, it's really fascinating.
It is. It's a lovely beer. It's just amazing how consistent they can be with this when they're doing something that is not consistent.
Yeah.
it's tremendous. I love this beer. I love the 18 as well. This is different as far as I can. I mean, difficult to remember back, but I can remember.
No, it's definitely different.
This is fresher. Yes. It's a fresher flavour. It's got more of a zing to it.
It doesn't have the real rich. I mean, the other one we talked about, a real rich chocolate mousse.
Yeah.
This doesn't have that real rich, deep chocolate flavour.
No.
It has more of the vanilla side of things.
Yeah.
So it is definitely different.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating, but also really good beer.
Yeah.
I think the only one, it's weird actually, I don't think I've ever seen the 16 around.
I don't think I have either.
No.
I don't think so.
So we've done the 12, we've done the 18, so we've got the 16 to go. So we'll see if we can get hold of some of that somehow to see how that's going. Mm. And I've got a 30...
Yes.
So we'll do that next time, I think, and sort of
that'll be interesting.
Yeah, try that as well. But I think for the 12-year one, barrel rating wise, 5 out of 5.
It's a 5 out of 5.
It's lovely. It's delicious.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Really, really nice beer. Yeah. And at 8%, it's not too mental, but it's got plenty of.
No, it's the kind of beer that is special enough to feel special, but it's not so overpowering that you feel a bit scared of it. It's actually perfectly manageable, and because of the way it's done, and the fact that it is a kind of fresh tasting beer, even though it's 8%, it actually is a nice drink. It's not something that you need to kind of build up to.
And 330ml bottle as well. So there's not too much there as well. So I think just really nicely done.
Yeah.
Really nicely done. This was sent through from Slurp Beer. So thank you, Slurp, for sending through Harvest and Oladoo 12. They've got the 18 on their site. I'm not sure if they had the 16. I'm not sure. But they've also got a load of other interesting beers on there as well. So thank you, Slurp.